This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Finland formally announced on Sunday that it intends to apply for membership into the Western NATO military alliance, ignoring Russian President Vladimir Putin's warning that the move would negatively affect peaceful relations between the neighboring countries. President Sauli Niinistö and Prime Minister Sanna Marin announced the NATO membership bid at the presidential palace in Helsinki. Finland's announcement that it's seeking entry into the 30-member military alliance had been expected in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine February 24th. Finland's neighbor to the west, Sweden, is also expected to seek entry into the alliance, ending two centuries of military non-alignment. Sweden's governing party on Sunday dropped its opposition to joining NATO. Finland's 1,300-kilometer border with Russia would be the longest of any of the NATO countries. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell led a delegation of Republican U.S. senators on a visit to Ukraine Saturday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the visit was a powerful signal of bipartisan American support for Ukraine. According to the Ukrainian presidential administration, Zelensky urged the lawmakers to recognize Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism, according to the English-language Kyiv Independent, and to impose stronger sanctions on Russia. Meanwhile, the G7 meeting in Germany vowed to put more pressure on Russia with fresh sanctions and said it would never recognize the borders the Kremlin is attempting to redraw through force. Ukrainian band Kalush Orchestra has released a new music video hours after its hit Stefania led it to victory in the Eurovision Song Contest. You can keep up on all the news from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. 10 people were killed in Buffalo, New York on Saturday afternoon by a white gunman who shot 13 people in all, 11 of them black, 2 white. Officials are calling it a hate crime. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Mayor Byron Brown says 18-year-old Peyton Gedron came from out of town to Top Supermarket in the predominantly black neighborhood for one reason.
Taking as many black lives as he possibly could.
He had body armor, a helmet cam live streaming on Twitch, which immediately took it down. Governor Kathy Hochul says the manifesto makes it clear his intentions, and that's where social media companies come in.
Are they putting in place human intellect as well as algorithms to identify when this hate speech occurs?
Police Commissioner Joseph Grimaglia says in high school, Gendron was on their radar.
The state police had brought this individual in for a mental health evaluation.
He was released after that. He's now on suicide watch. I'm Julie Walker.
Honduran authorities arrested accused cartel leader Erlinda Bobadilla on Sunday following an extradition request for her and her sons by the United States. Police arrested Bobadilla after an intense confrontation during which her son, Tito Montes Bobadilla, was killed. This according to a tweet by the National Police Commissioner. Three other people were also arrested. Police did not provide further details of the incident. The United States has accused Bobadilla of being a leader of the powerful Montes drug trafficking organization, which it says receives cocaine in the Central American country from South America, ultimately destined for the United States. Rival Libyan officials on Sunday resumed talks in the Egyptian capital, the latest UN-led efforts to agree on a constitutional amendment for elections as the North African nation again finds itself at a political impasse. The first round of the talks, also held in Cairo last month, did not achieve a breakthrough in the dispute over the election's legal basis, which was among major challenges that caused planned national elections to fail in December. The failure to hold the vote was a major blow to international efforts to end decades of chaos in Libya. It has opened a new chapter in its long-running political impasse, with rival governments claiming power after tentative steps toward unity this past year. Egyptian Prime Minister Mustafa Madbouly announced Sunday a string of planned privatizations of state-owned companies as Cairo grapples with an economic crisis and inflation at almost 15%. And our top story this hour, the president and government of Finland have announced plans to join NATO or to apply for NATO membership. Marissa Melton, VOA News.